こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、今週火曜日、相模ゴムが20代から60代の男女14,100人を対象にした意識調査の結果を発表しました。その結果、既婚者の1ヶ月の平均セックス回数は 1.7 回、恋人同士は 4.2 回でした。経験人数の平均は 9.1 人で、最も多いのは沖縄県の13人、少ないのは島根県の5人でした。40代以降は男性の経験人数が女性の2倍以上になっていました。初体験の年齢は平均で 20.3 歳でした。20代男性の 34.1%、20代女性の 20.9% はセックスの経験がないと回答し、5年前の前回調査からともに減少しています。
On Tuesday, Sagami published the results of an opinion survey involving 14,100 people between 20 and 70 years old. According to the survey, married couples have sex 1.7 times per month on average, and unmarried couples 4.2 times per month.On average, people had sex with 9.1 different people. However, this was higher in Okinawa at 13 people and lower in Shimane at 5 people. Men over 40 had more than twice as many partners as women. The average age for losing virginity was 20.3 years old. 34.1% of men and 20.9% of women in their 20s responded that they have never had sexual intercourse, a reduction from the previous survey.5 years prior.
So, between 20 to 60 years old, ね。ちょっと70代は聞いてない、さすがに。そう、面白いよね。これいろんな、まあ、項目があって、まあ、恋愛対象が異性ですか、同性ですかとか、初体験はどの相手としましたかとか、うん、まあ、出会った場所はどこですかとか。からまあその回数についての質問とかいろいろあるんだけど、
うん、
でそれをまあ都道府県で切ってランキングみたいにしてたりとか。
What are we supposed to do with this
information? わかんない。まああの。
I mean, people, I guess your first impulse would be to compare yourself to the average.
そうそうそう。
And then compare yourself to the average Okinawan, and then compare yourself. I mean, it's kind of Beyond that, I mean, is there some sort of a social recommendations culturally or
recommendations
politically or
otherwise? あるかわかんないけど、ただ面白いなって思ったのは、この経験人数のやっぱり年代ごとの差っていうのが結構すごいんだよね。あの、あれどこ行ったかな？ Where did it go?あのね、一番少ないのは確か60代女性かな。
うん。
だからまあ年代によってもちろん違う。あ、こっちか。あ、これこれ。経験人数が20代は男女ともに6人。30代だとまた急にガッと男女で差が開いて、男性が11人で女性が7人、
うん、
40代は男性が13人で女性が7人、50代は男性16人女性5人で、60代は男性が13人で女性が3人、
うん、
だから60代の女性がやっぱり一番低い。
older men who aren't married tend to have relationships withyounger women, right?
I guess. Might depends, I guess. But...
I mean, that's more common than older women having relationships with younger men.、
うん、
right?
経験人数もね、まあ、県によって平均が全然違うっていうのもちょっと面白い。
such a vague term.
都道府県ランキング。初体験の年齢が早い、一番早いのも沖縄で、19歳、うん、でもまあ大体平均は19か20だね。
Why do you think Okinawa is different?
あったかいからじゃないと言って適当。でもさ、あったかい方がやる気にならない？ 私はそうなんだけど、あったかいとか暑い方がやりたい。もうなんか着てる服も少ないし、裸になるのも嫌じゃないし、なんか寒いとさ、裸になるのも寒いし、そんなにもうやる気がないんだけど、わかる？
I guess people say, what are they? There's like a tendency on islands to have a more
そうだね。
sexual culture.
やっぱあったかいからだよ。あったかいからだよ、絶対。絶対とか言って、嘘ばっかりだけど。
There could be some Western, stronger Western influence there as well from the bases.
なのかね。どうなんだろう。このセックス回数の平均もやっぱり私は興味深く拝見したんだけど、既婚者が1ヶ月に 1.7 回、恋人は 4.2 回。この結構少ないよね、恋人も。だって週1回ってことでしょ？これは多分他の国と比べても結構少ない方だと思うよ、平均。
But I think there are a lot of couples that would be quite happy with four times a month.
週1回？
I mean, compared to their current situation.
Ah.
I mean, people say there's like an epidemic ofセックスレス、right? I don't know why, but、
まあ平均だからね、こう中央値じゃないから何とも言えないけど、でも今既婚者の平均 1.7 回もまあまあ月1回ちょっとだもんね。
That's like 15 times a year or something.
これでも子供いるいないでも違うと思うけどね、やっぱり今とかさ、もうなんか変な話、いつやればいいのって感じ。なんか やる時間が物理的にない、本当に。だからみんなどうしてんだろうってちょっと思う。
It's always priorities, right? It's just not on your list of priorities. It's not impossibleBut you just have to prioritize differently.
と思うじゃん。
And that's not going to happen.
いやでもと思うじゃん。普通になんかそういう問題、なんかチョイスがない。
Who has? There are a lot of people that you would assume they have way less free time than you, right? Think about, you know, some very prolific, industrious people in the world.
でも仕事だったらまだどうにか。調整できるし、合間に抜けてとかもやろうと思えばできるけどさ、赤ちゃんいたらさ、なんかこう全て赤ちゃん次第だから、スケジュールがもう。しかも私最近添い寝しないと寝なくなっちゃって、夜ね、昼は普通に寝れるんだけど赤ちゃん、だから添い寝ってなるともう8時ぐらいに一緒にベッドに入っちゃうわけ、私はね。だからもうできないじゃん。
What if you had two?
もう無理すぎ、無理すぎる。
People used to have like six.
Yeah, ね。
If you had six times more children, wouldn't you just, it would just become like a negative black hole. Like time would start to flow backwards, right? And you'd just, you'd Benjamin Button all the way back.
ね。これはでもね、正直個人的な悩みでもないけど、これどうしようっていう感じに思ってる。こんなとこで言う話じゃないかもしれないけど、でも同じように思ってる人結構いるんじゃないかなって思って今言ってみてるけど。
Yeah, I think, I mean, babies aren't the only source of that kind of dilemma. I mean, a lot of people are just completely squeezed for time and they stay in that state for decades.
なんかその時間がないのもそうだし、やっぱ産んだ後に体がおかしくなってるじゃん、怪我してるし、だから怖くて心理的にもそんなやりたくないみたいな、だからでもこれを放置してたら、それこそ今マイケルが言ったみたいにもう気づいたら10年経ってとかなっちゃうじゃん、それやばいから。
But there are a lot of people just from their job, because of what their job is, they get up at, you know, 5:30 in the morning and they're just working on shit and they take the cab homeThey face plant, you know, they get up, repeat, and they keep doing that.
で、今思ってんのは、これをやばいと思ってるから自分が今。だからまだ大丈夫。これをやばいと思わずに、もうこれが普通ってなって諦めちゃったら、もうそこで終わりなんだなって思ってる。 終わりっていうのはその
可能。Why does it help to have your current mindset?
Well, because 問題意識があればこれを解決しないとってどうにかしようとするじゃん。だけど、mm-hmm. もうこれ問題じゃないや、これがもう通常ですってしちゃうと、もう解決の糸口どころか解決にもう向かってないから、それこそセックスレスになっちゃうだろうなとは思う。Mm-hmm.
Well, I think you have your priorities right. Sex is not that essential.
でもね、私ね、定期的に夫から夫が起因となるオキシトシンの放出がないと、なんか、ダメなの。こう、関係が、なんていうんだ、普通に仲はいいんだけど、何かこう、不満があった時とかに、ガーってか悪い方に考えちゃうのね。ただそこで、ちゃんとなんか、チューしたり、セックスしたりとかしてると、そこで なぜかリストアされて、あ、やっぱ超好きみたいな。すごい単純なんだけどなるのよ。で、今は赤ちゃんからオキシトシンめっちゃ出てるから、
うん、
オキシトシンの全体量で言うと満足 しちゃってるんだけど、うん、オキシトシンのそもそもの原因が息子か夫かによって同じではないんだよね、やっぱり。何言ってるか分かんないと思うけどそれやっぱり大事なんだよ。だからこう夫に対してちょっとイライラしたりとかあーってなってる時ってやっぱり最近なんかちゃんとイチャイチャしてないなとか、
うん、
あるのよ。だから大事なの私それ。だそれ関係ないっていう人もいるのかもしれないけど、私はね結構大事そこ。
Well, I remember you saying maybe a month ago that you were fairly disconnected from your sense of having your own sexuality.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so,
そうや、まあ心理的な面もあると思うけどね、やっぱりあのなんだろう、すごい怪我して縫ったりとかしたから、そこがこう怖いじゃん。だその傷口をさ擦られるようなもんじゃん、セックスするっていうことは。だから普通に怖いし痛いしみたいな。ただあの欧米だとね、すごい ググったのだから私これみんなどうしてんだろうと思って、そしたら欧米だとちゃんとそのセラピストとかがいて、例えば縫ってスカーティッシュになったとことかをマッサージして柔らかくしてくれたりとかあるんだって。でも日本ってそういうサービスがない。うん、
There's そうそう like vaginal massage therapist.
そう、
They massage vaginas.
そう、まあ、スカーティッシュ、そうね。
マッサージ is effective for scar tissue?
うん、だってやっぱり硬くなってそのまま放置してると、まあ、触ると痛いだけだから、ちょっと慣らして柔らかくしたりするとちょっとマシになったりするらしいのね。
Just because of blood flow? Or?
I think so. で、あの欧米ってやっぱりこうな、まあ、ペインキラーをね すごい使ったりとか良くない面もあるけど、ある意味その我慢しないとか、あのマイナスじゃなくてゼロでもなくてプラスにしましょうっていう考えがあるじゃん、医療とか。だからセックスも楽しくないとダメだよねとかね、なんか痛くないだけじゃなくて気持ちよくならないととか、っていう考えから多分そういう職業の人がいたりするんだけど、日本だと私もその縫った時にお医者さんに聞いたのね、これって今後セックスした時に痛いとかありますかって言ったら、それは男の先生だったんだけど、ああもうそんなの全然元に戻るから大丈夫としか言われなかったの。だから、最初はやっぱり痛いよとか全然そういうの言ってくれなくて、もうあ大丈夫そんなのはみたいな、すごいディスミスされちゃう感じ。まあこれ多分日本の結構あるあるなんだけど、
well, a lot of doctors and I think they just they've seen the spectrum of like,
そうそう、だからこう、
like、they see it on the spectrum and like this isn't a big deal. It's like yeah, but I'm not thinking about those other way more painful things.
そうなの、そうなの。だから先生からするともう生きてるんだからいいじゃんみたいな。ちゃんと母子ともに健康なんだからそれ以上はもう求めなくていいじゃんみたいな。でそれもわかるんだけど、すごい悲惨な例見たりとかさしてると。ただこうこっちからするとね、そういうふうに相対的に考えてるわけじゃないから、普通になんだろう。まあ。個人的にはイシューはイシューなんだけど、
vagina massage.
Vagina massage してくれる人だから欲しいんだけど。
Who gets a job? Who's thinking? Are there people like middle schoolers right now thinking like, ah, I can't wait to become a professional massage therapist?
いや普通にだからドゥーラみたいな人なんじゃないかと思ってるけどね。私は midwife とかもさ、一応あの産む前にこうバジャイナを広げるマッサージ、ペリニウムマッサージとかしてる人っているから、それのまあ延長みたいな感じ、そういう人がいたら教えてほしい。
マグの話したっけ。
あ、マグの話してない。そう、あのバイリンガルニュース .jp、 ちょっと急だけどバイリンガルニュース .jp 公式アプリで新商品が追加されたので、それぜひ皆さんチェックしてください。あのめっちゃね、可愛いマグカップ2種類、1個は歴史のね、年表、宇宙の年表が書いてある、博物館もびっくりの壮大なデザイン、もう1個は猫星人、久しぶりに復活しているので、
yep.
ぜひねチェックしていただけると助かります。次、地球が球体ではなく平らであるという陰謀論を信じている人をフラットアーサーと呼びますが、過去5年でフラットアーサー向けのウェブサイトやセミナーが急増しています。テキサス工科大学の研究で30人のフラットアーサーを対象に定性調査を行った結果、一人を除く全員が2年前までは地球が平らである可能性について考えたこともなかったが、 YouTube の動画を見て地球が平らであると信じるようになったと答えていました。研究を率いたアシュレイ・ランドラム助教はアメリカ科学振興協会の定例会議にて、YouTube のアルゴリズムによって陰謀論に関する動画を一つ見ると、そこから他の陰謀論に関する動画が次々とおすすめされて、騙されやすい人が標的になる環境があると指摘しました。その上で地球が平らでない理由を説明した動画を科学者たちがもっと公開していかないといけないと述べました。
In the last 5 years, there has been a dramatic increase in websites and seminars promulgating the conspiracy theory that planet Earth is flat rather than a sphere. Proponents of this theory are commonly referred to as flat earthers. Research by Texas Technical University involving 30 flat earthers in a qualitative study found that all but one came to their belief in flat earth theory via YouTube.Study lead Ashley Landrum points out that YouTube's algorithm recommends additional inaccurate videos in response to a user clicking on one inaccurate video, essentially recommending bad information to the most susceptible.
そう、あの、まあ一つの、例えば 9-11 が実際には起きてないとか、NASA は月に行ってないとかっていう動画をクリックしてみると、フラットアースの話とか、また全然関係ない他の陰謀論のビデオがおすすめされるようになっていて、そこからどんどんこうどんどんどんどんどんどん新しいアイディアとして紹介されてしまうっていう。
The 9-11 conspiracy theory isn't that it didn't happen.
Ah, right, right. あの、アメリカ政府がやったんだとかね。
And it largely revolves around the video of Building 7.
Ah, right, right, right.
Are you familiar with Building 7?
I've read, I actually have read a lot about it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really interesting. まあ、その NASA が月に行ってないんじゃないかっていうのも、
that one's just dumb.
I read a lot about it too.
That's totally unnecessary.
And it's fun, but, まあ、このフラットアーサー向けのコンベンションもね、結構あるんだって今では。で、それに行ってる人たちに、まあ、今回インタビューしたんだけどっていう話。
Didn't I tell you, was it maybe about a year ago that I met a flat earther? And I talked to them for several hours about this. And they're real. They really believe it.
Yeah. なんかこの彼女が言ってたのは、あのサイエンティスト、その科学者が動画を公開したからって言ってそれを信じてもらえるわけではない。だからニール・デグラッシ・タイソンも地球が フラットじゃないんですよっていう動画をアップしたんだけど、それが逆効果というか、逆になんか偉そうに言いやがってみたいな感じでこう怒っちゃって聞かない人とかもいて、うん、まあなかなか難しいというかだけど、
The same way that you watched the, you know, the US never went to the moon stuff, right? And you went through a fair amount of content without being like, oh, this is bullshit, right? You consumed, you know, videos or various things for and heard a lot of their points without your brain telling you that doesn't make sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this happens with everyone with different things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just the incomprehensibility of science today is a huge, huge problem.
Yeah.
And these flat earth guys, they say a bunch of weird... They have a bunch of crazy arguments about... I don't even know what their arguments are exactly, but they'll say things like explain buoyancy, like buoyancy doesn't make sense. And then they have some weird contrived misunderstanding of fundamental high school physics to make this argument. But if you don't have strong high school physics, and I would say that probably 95% of people... even probably more than 80% of well-educated people do not have an available grasp of high school physics in their mind. And that's actually what you need to navigate, you know, some of this stuff on YouTube.
なんか、まあ、反ワクチンとかもね、最近日本でも、まあ、主張してる人とかいるんだけど、面白いのはその、まあ、そもそものこう権威に疑問を持っているわけじゃない。だから例えば NASA とか、まあ、政府機関とか製薬会社とか医療会社、まあ、科学者、科学コミュニティ全体とかで、そこに疑問を持つところからそもそもスタートしてるわけだから、その後にこう科学者とかお医者さんとかが何をどう説明してもこう全然効果がないんだよね。だからこう噛み合わないっていうか。
WellSo the skeptics on these, on any issue, or the conspiracy theorists on any issue, they make it their job to be an expert in, in persuading people, right? Mm. And some of them are shills. And a shill would be one of these people who are, you know, has a financial incentive to spread disinformation.
Mm.
Or at least what we perceive as disinformation.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that, you know, we can really know the truth about a lot of these things. So even on issues like vaccines, if I'm completely honest with myself, I say in my head, there's like, from what I can gather, there's probably a 90% chance or higher that this is sound, right?And so my position is 100% of the time I would have my kid vaccinated, right? That's just what it is. But I don't think the certainty levels never reach 100% if you're honest. And that's true, you know, with flat earth or ancient aliens or Bigfoot or the Vatican Space Station or any of these Atlantis.It just goes on and on. Chemtrails. Yeah. I mean, the division over climate change is quite remarkable.
Yeah.
And there have been so many mistakes made by, I guess, the scientific establishment in terms of effectively persuading the public.
Hmm.
On that topic, a total failure by science. I should say the scientific community, total failure. It has to be compelling, you know, and it's not. It's just incomprehensible. If I ask you about climate science to give a strong argument, you know, in favor of anthropogenic climate change or global warming, I mean, do you think that you could...you know, articulately explain the no. sound scientific evidence, right?
No.
Right. So it's a struggle.
yeah. まあその、まあ、例えば反ワクチンみたいなのを最初に見た時は、あ、反対する人もいるんだ。なんでだろうって思うわけじゃん。もしかしたらそっちにも何か、ね、言い分があって正しいこと言ってるかもしれないとか。で、調べていくうちに、あ、そういうことかみたいな、こう分かるわけじゃん。ただだからその、あ、そういうことかってなるまでに何を見るかによって、だからこういうふうに YouTube のビデオでおすすめされてるのを次々見た場合に、知らない間にこう片っぽのサイドの話しか聞いてないとかってあるわけじゃん。これはアルゴリズムだから、だからその私の親友が最近アンタイバクセンになりかけたって前言ったけど、その時も彼女は妊娠していて、あの香港に住んでるんだけど、香港ってあの、まあ、多分欧米の国でも結構多いと思うけど、100日咳のワクチンを妊娠中に打つんだよね。そうすると赤ちゃんにも免疫がいくからっていうので、で彼女は妊娠中にワクチン打つって危なくないのかなと思って調べてたら、どんどんなんかそのアンタイバクセンの方に行っちゃって、あのワクチン打つと自閉症になるらしいとか、もうなんかテペコな道にあの行っちゃったんだけど、まあそれは私に質問してくれたから、まあ、私はいろいろ答えて論文を送ったりとかして、あ、そうなんだ、じゃあ打っても大丈夫なんだ、安心したみたいな感じで言ってくれたんだけど、なんかこうそれもやっぱその時に、例えば私が変な風に反応して、え、何言ってんの、バカじゃないのとか、なんか分かんないけど、でシャットアウトしてたら、もしかして彼女はワクチン打たないかもしれない、で子供にもワクチン打たなかったかもしれない。だからどういうふうにコミュニケーションを取るかによっても変わってくると思うんだけど。
There are so many cults and groups and people who believe things. I mean, the world is just made up of people who believe all kinds of different shit.
そう、で、それはなんかもう、やっぱり、
extrapolated from that.
こう不安に思ってるからいろいろ調べるのは当たり前だし、あの不安に思ってるから何か間違った情報を信じちゃうっていうのも誰でもある程度あると思うんだけど、だからこそアヤがゲストに来てくれた時も話したように、その反ワクチンをすごい歌って、ワクチンなんか絶対子供に打っちゃダメだよ、もうはしかなんてかかった方が強くなるよとか嘘ばっかり言って、サプリとか本を売って儲けてる人たちがいるから、なんかこう製薬会社の利権だみたいなことをすごい言って、自分が逆に利益を得てるみたいな、それはやっぱりこうなんだろうね、自分の利益のために人の命とか子供の命を犠牲にしてる、それがで平気でいられる、夜寝れるっていうのが信じられないよね、やっぱり。なんかそのコンシエンスがないのかねって思っちゃう。なんかどういうつもりで言ってんだろうみたいな。
People believe different things. I mean, and the vaccine issue is minor, I think. I mean, it could potentially be really bad. But at this stage, I think it's still fairly minor. And it's not nearly as divided as things like climate change, right? I mean, some of these other issues, or imagine if something like flat earth spread across this planet, and 80% of the people on Earth became flat earthers. Just imagine.
Okay.
And now you're in the minority, and they call you a conspiracy theorist, and they demonetize you, they deplatform you, they treat you like shit. There is a perception that people have when they believe something, and then people attack them for believing it. It's like it confirms that worldview.
Oh, yeah. You know?
And that's very true for anti-vaxxers, that's true for flat earthers, it's true for religious people.
そうだから、あの反ワクチンとか見てると、やっぱりいや絶対ダメだよ、その子供にワクチンしてあげないととかって言えば言うほど、あ、やっぱりみんな製薬会社に騙されてるんだみたいな感じで、こうより心情が強固なものとなっていくみたいな。
The way they...
だから本当にコミュニケーションにの仕方に気をつけないといけないと思っていて、 まあ、climate change はね、日本は別に divide してない。それはラッキーだけど。
Well, do you think Al Gore's version of climate change is real?
Al Gore's version?
Yeah. So there's a spectrum. It's not just yes or no. It's degrees. How bad is it?
Right.
How much? What should we, how much should we really be doing? We're not doing nothing. People say we should do more. Mm-hmm. How much more should we do? And how do we know that?
Yeah.
And you don't have credibility without predictions. Predictions are the ultimate source of credibility on Earth, in the universe. If you can't make predictions, no one should listen to you. Physics is credible because it makes predictions. There have been bad predictions. There's been flagrant scaremongering. It's just there are bad people on both sides.
Yeah.
It's been totally politicized. And a lot of climate skeptics, I don't blame them for you know, being offended that they're treated like such morons for being skeptical of this. And I think everyone's responsible. And if we don't figure it out, we're all on the same boat. So,
yeah. そうだから難しいのはその反ワクチンもそうだし、クライマットチェンジもそうだけど、もともとこう製薬会社もそうだし、政府もそうだし、いろいろこう大衆に向かって嘘を言ってきちゃったわけじゃん。その嘘を言ってきた結果、あ、やっぱり政府が言ってることって全部信じちゃダメなんだ。あ、製薬会社もいろいろ利権が絡んでるんだ。でそこは本当だから、なんていうの、だからこう言ってることが信じられなくなっちゃうっていうのは、まあ仕方、ある意味仕方ないから、こう、頭ごなしに責めることはできないんだけど、ただやっぱり、ね、
I actually, part of the problem is, there's been so much, popular culture demeaning of conspiracy theories.Conspiracy theories that have completely materialized into reality right before our eyes, whether it's global surveillance programs or anything like that. If you talked about that stuff before it came out, you just sound like a total loon.
Yeah.
And that's true for... It has happened so many times. I mean, the pharmaceutical industries are killing more people than they have ever killed with legal prescriptions that are unnecessary. And in almost all cases... So many investigations have found that the incentives are completely screwed up in the pharmaceutical industry to cause death.
So だから難しいんだよね。こう、そういう状況があるからこそみんな何を信じていいのか分かんなくなっちゃうっていうのはもちろんそうだから。
But we're moving towards a Balkanization of epistemology. In other words, the way in which people find out the truth becomes increasingly individualistic. And so my metaphors for stabilizing what I perceive as reality will increasingly diverge from your metaphors, and our dictionaries will cease to match because of...these digital technologies, it all goes back to what McLuhan said. Marshall McLuhan said, the message is not the message. The medium is the message. And the more we have these platforms, which are supposed to be the medium, become the message, and the more we have these algorithmically individualized versions, the feeds of reality...we will just continue to balkanize and they make more money this way. So it's just the whole thing, all this confusion. I mean, it's literally inducing schizophrenia. Imagine if you believed that the world was flat, like really believed it. Just imagine really believing that. Like you look outside and you really thinkthat it goes on flat, you know, like out that way and it drops off. Like that's real.
Yeah.
Like you're living in Narnia or some shit.
Yeah.
Total fantasy land.
Yeah.
That's, you know, it's technologically induced schizophrenia. Everyone will be schizophrenic if this keeps going. Yeah. We won't be spared. I mean, I think of myself as fairly grounded. I mean, I don't know if that's true, but you disagree with that?
No, I mean, I just thought that if you ask a flat earther if they're grounded, they would probably say yes.
The flat earthers think that flat earth theory explains things, but it doesn't, yeah, because it's such a small mystery. Even if the earth was flat, it doesn't explain why the universe is here or why humans are conscious or how primates started walking on their hind legs.
Yeah, but the whole narrative, it's a huge narrative too, right? I mean, その
flat earth is tiny.
地球が平らだったら NASA が言ってることも全部嘘になって、
mm-hmm.
NASA が言ってることが全部嘘ってなるとじゃあそのアメリカ政府が NASA に出してる予算はどこに行ってんだろうとかもうなんかいろんな疑問が湧き出てくるわ。じゃあその宇宙飛行士と言ってる人も全部嘘で、宇宙から中継してる映像も全部嘘でとかさ、
mm-hmm.
すごいよねもう。
Well, how do you think the world works?
嘘で塗り固められた世界みたいな。
Do you believe in any conspiracy theories or do you accept the mainstream just version of
I don't know what kind of
capitalist reality?
I mean, if I believed in something, I wouldn't think that it's a conspiracy theory, right? So
yeah, you would, because other people would tell you that that's what it is.
Oh. I don't know.
You don't believe in any? Because
do you believe
the current version... The current, you know, mass-produced, distributed version of reality, you know, which is basically
I do believe in one, which I would not say it here, what? Just because.
What? Is it some politically charged conspiracy?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it that Russian bots hacked the election in 2016?
No. It's about Japanese government. But それはでもちょっと本当なのかもしれないと思ってるやつはある。
They're descendants of, they're the real Jews from Israel?
No. No, it's about something more recent. But I wouldn't say, just because it's a...
That's the only one you have.
It's really personal. Yeah. Yeah. I could get sued if I talked about it here.
Oh my god, people already figured out what it is.
Then that's good. But that's probably the only one. I can't think of anything else. What about you?
Well, where do I start? I believe a lot of things. I believe a lot of... I think conspiracies are real.
Yeah.
JFK was shot, and that required conspiracy. Unless Oswald did it totally.
Oh, like, oh, okay, but another one.
Things like that.
I believe, and I think Marilyn Monroe was killed by the government.
By the government?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you realize conspiracies are happening all the time.
Yeah. ただそのやっぱりさ、あの、なんだろう、陰謀論って言っても、それを信じることによって何かコンセクエンスがあるものとないものとあるじゃない？例えば私が今言ったマリリン・モンローはアメリカ政府に殺されたと思いますって私が思ったところで別に何も、
so、
別に何も実害がないんだけど、あのやっぱり地球温暖化は嘘だってなって、じゃあ何も環境問題について取り組みは必要ありませんとか、あワクチンなんて体に毒があるだけだから子供に絶対ワクチンはしませんとかなっちゃうとやっぱり、ね、別の話だから、陰謀論って言ってもこう種類があるよね、やっぱり2種類、mm-hmm. それは全然違うくない？
Is it just two?
Yeah, the one that does actual damage to other people、mm-hmm. other than the person who believes it, and the other one that like doesn't matter whatever you think.
Oh, what sort of theories do you think someone... So there are theories that will drive you to take action. If you believe the theory, you will sacrifice yourself in the name of it. Right?
Or you will sacrifice the others. Like your child or anything.
Well, it's really yourself, because you're just giving yourself over to an ideology that has taken over your body, your mind.
Right.
Right? So if you're 12 years old and you're recruited into ISIS, you know, that is very much your own loss as well as a loss for other people.
Right.
Right? But there are, it's all belief is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Religion or ideology or any of these things. It's just some of those beliefs can lead us to dangerous action.
Mm.
You know, there's some like preppers. I mean, it's not necessarily dangerous, but they acquire a lot of, you know, weapons and ammunition and grenades and, you know, dig a huge thing under the ground.
Depends on the kind of a prepper. The prepper I know is more of a peaceful version, but
he's not a real prepper. Get out of here.
He is. You gotta talk to him.
He'd get ripped into shreds by the zombies in the first 5 minutes.
Zombies.
You gotta have a. It's gotta be underground. You gotta have a seed vault. You gotta have all kinds of stuff down there. You can't just like what level of prepping is he at? Because I'm
water source.
I have tons of water. I have like 60 liters of water ready.
No, he has a river.
I have a river.
He has a valley, actually. With clean water source. So, yeah, he wins. Sorry.
The valley's good. It'll flood. It's a bad idea to
And he has like wild boars.
I have wild boars.
In on his property and stuff like that. So he has food and water. Totally prepped. Okay,
so you won't say what you...
No. Okay. I don't want to get sued. Mm. 次。ニュージーランドの金融サービス業パーペチュアルガーディアンがオークランド大学とオークランド工科大学の協力のもと、平日5日勤務から4日勤務に切り替える実験を行いました。実験は昨年11月から8週間、240人の社員を対象に行われ、給与は同じまま1週間の勤務時間を 37.5 時間から30時間に減らしました。すると勤務時間が減ってもこなした業務量は変わらず、作業効率が 20% 向上していたほか、ストレスレベルが 45% から 38% に減少し、ワークライフバランスのポイントは 54% から 78% に改善されていました。また、顧客対応のクオリティが良くなったほか、転職したい気持ちが減ったと答えていました。イギリス、ドイツ、オーストラリア、アメリカをはじめ多くの国で週4日勤務への注目が高まっており、パーペチュアルガーディアンにはすでに28カ国から350件以上の問い合わせが来ているとのことです。増えた分の休日はゴルフをしたりテレビを見たり、いつもの週末と変わらない過ごし方のほか、両親に会いに行く、勉強する、週末にのんびりするために掃除を済ませるなど新しい過ごし方も見られました。
New Zealand financial services company Perpetual Guardian, in collaboration with the University of Auckland and Auckland University of Technology, conducted an experiment transitioning workers from a five-day work week to a four-day work week. For 8 weeks from November of last year, they reduced the weekly hours of 240 employees from 37.5 hours per week to 30 hours per week. They found that despite work hours being reduced, the amount of work being accomplished was the same.resulting in a 20% improvement in efficiency, a reduction in stress levels from 45% to 38%, and a metric for work-life balance improvement from 54% to 78%. Furthermore, interactions with customers improved and desire to change jobs decreased. Such a work schedule has gained attention in England, Germany, Australia, and the U.S., and Perpetual Guardian says that they have received more than 350 inquiries from 28 countries.Some participants use the extra day off to golf or watch TV, similar to most other weekends. Some spent time with their parents, studied, cleaned, or found entirely new things to do.
そう、まあこの spending time with their parents とか study することがまあ今まではできなかった。
Mm.
週末だけだとできなかったこと。多分ね、これ水曜日を休みにしたんだよね。
Mm.
うちらの大学と一緒。だから。あの土日は土日であってで水曜日が追加で休み。
There were classes on Wednesday too, yeah.
PE とかだけじゃない。
Mm.
We didn't have そのうちの。
I think I was stuck with five mostly.
Really? Huh.
I think so.
Faculty うちらのファコティは水曜日多分授業なかったと思うんだけど。
I had a lot of conflicting classes. I just remember when I first signed up for classes and we had to do it all by paper and the system was absolutely horrendous.
Yeah, it was.
And I had like, the worst possible schedule.
Oh. 私はずっと水曜休みだったからすごい良かった。やっぱ月火行って休んで木金だと結構ね、うん、あんまり疲れないよね、2日連続だけだから、
うん、
あのでこれまあ言ってんのはこの会社ももちろんこれを8週間しかやってないから別に週4日勤務完全に把握しました、どうやればいいか分かってますっていう感じっていうよりはこれから もっとやっていってあのどういうふうにやるのが一番社員にとっていいのか探っていきたいですっていう感じのことを言ってた。
So this is just、this is totally white collar office air condition、
うん、
that kind of work.
So
where they kind of I don't know. I can imagine there are a lot of jobs where this wouldn't work.
あ、そうそうそう。だからこの、あのチームも言ってたけど、例えばリテールとかその店にいないと誰かがいないと成り立たないみたいなものに関してはもちろんあのなかなか難しいから業務体系によって全然変わってくるんだけど、まあ、業務によってはこういうふうに4日勤務に切り替えてもいけるよねみたいな。だから例えばまあ繁忙期だけじゃ5日にするとかでもいいと思うしね、別に1年間毎月毎月絶対週4日ってしなくてもとか、まあいろいろフレキシブルにできると思うけど、だからこれもその言ってたのは週5日から4日にしたばっかりだから元々の作業量っていうのをみんな肌感覚で覚えてるわけじゃん。だそれでまあこのワクワク感もあるし今は作業効率がすごい上がってるだけの可能性もある。だから週4日をずっとやってるうちにまたちょっとこうプロダクティビティが下がってくる可能性っていうのはあるけど、まあでもみんながハッピーにはなったよ。
Yeah, if you, I mean, there's going to be a huge morale boost from this. That's just impossible to separate from what you're trying to study, you know, because it's totally novel. And people think in, you know, really relativistic terms socially. So that they're going to think, well, we get to work just 4 hours a week and think about everyone else just, you know, just pushing pencils to death.
So.だからまあここにも書いてあったけど転職したいっていう気持ちが減ったっていうだけでもやっぱり企業にとってもねあの優秀な人を手元に残しておきたいって思うんだったら何かアピールしないといけないから、
うん、
まあそのうちの一つの方法としてこれはいいのかなって思うけど、
うん、
なんか私いつもだってオフィスで働いてる時は思ってたもん、いつかって誰が決めたんだよみたいな水曜休みにしてくれっていつも思ってた。
The Bible?
いや、だからまあ私の職種も忙しい時はすごい忙しいしそんなでもない時はそんなでもないって感じだったから、うん、でもそんなに忙しくなくてもやっぱりずっとオフィスにはいなきゃいけないわけじゃん。すごいそれはバカバカしいなと思ってたけど。
I like working almost every day、
hmm.
and I work almost every dayAnd I just have like different work I do、mm. on different days. So like、mm. App development related stuff I only do on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.、
Mm.
And then that segues over into this.、
Mm.
And then after this, I do other stuff、
mm.
and try to wrap it up. But if I noticed what I value the most is not if you like your work,then this whole like getting a day off thing is dumb, especially if you're an entrepreneur.、And、
well, yeah, if it's your own business, do whatever you want. But office だとそういうわけじゃないから。
No, but you can't just do whatever you want. You'll go out of business.
No. I mean, like, if
you have very
little if you、
choice.
Own your own business, if you don't have anything to do on Friday afternoon, for example,
that
you
never
have-
happens. That's not the reality of being an entrepreneur.
No,
it
I mean, like,
exist.
Yeah, but like, if you don't have a meeting, or if you have things that you can do the next day, for example, and you have to go see your parents or, you know, whatever, you can do that. But if you're an office worker, no matter how slow it is, you have to be there, like, every single day.From at least 9 to 5, right? And for some hours, you're just sitting at your desk doing nothing or like pretending that you're doing something.
Yes.
And that's pretty stressful and that's pretty dumb. So.
Okay.
So that's, so in, you know, そういう業務形態の場合は、こういうふうに減らしたりとか、例えばホームオフィスとか、リモートワークみたいな、まあ最近増えてるけど、日本でも。パソコンを会社から支給されて、まあ、在宅勤務してもいいよみたいな。まあ、うちの夫もたまにそれやってるけど、とかでもいいと思う。
So, what I was going to say is, what I value the most is actually flexibility, not working less. It's the flexibility that's important,
right.
Not how many hours you're working for. And it's flexibility about what you're working on and when you're working on it. And,
yeah.
And having the ability to, I mean, this isn't always an option, but if you have the ability to put something off just because you're not in the right mental space, whether it's an illness or stress or whatever it is, you're burnt out, whatever, you're just not going to do it well.
Yeah.
Being able to call a rain check on a task, and you're still going to do it and you will do more work the next day, but sometimes just being able to rest when you need to rest. Because when you work on a schedule, you just got to be there when you got to be there. And if something unpredictable, unmanageable thing happens, it can put you in a very difficult situation where you're at work and it's like you're sweating and your eyes won't focus. And you're just like, wow, I just really need to rest.
ただまあ難しいのは普通の勤務だとこう、クライアントのデッドラインとかがあったり、まあ、あと単純にその勤務時間も査定に含まれてるわけじゃん。で逆に言うと勤務時間を全然査定に含めないってなると成果だけで見て評価されることになるから、それはそれでなかなか業務によっては難しかったりして、
うん、
だからまあね、急に何かどっちかに振り切って全部フレキシブルにするとか、逆にフレキシブルじゃなくするとかっていうのはあまりいい考えじゃないと思うんだけど、ただまあこういうふうにちょっとやってみるっていうのは大事だよね。こう5日が当たり前だと思ってるけど4日でもいけるんじゃないかなって思うんだったら、まあ期間限定でもやってみるとか、それでワークしなかったらまあそれはそれでいいし、ワークすればそれでやってみればいいしとか。
Well, we see a lot of models that work and work very well in a startup field and amongentrepreneurs, they get to design it and figure it out from the ground up, you know, how this sort of scheduling and stuff should work. And they generally, companies start out as a group of friends, and they work when they feel like they're the most productive, and they don't, and people do what they're good at and what they like doing. And institutions just move further and further and further away from that.
Yeah.
And the incentives get all weird, and people have to make more sacrifice, you know, on behalf of the institution, the larger it gets. I mean, typically, it's not always true, but.
そうね。なんかまあ、勤務の時間を減らさなくても、せめてね、リモートワークやってもいい業種だったらそれを OK にしてあげるとかなり違うと思うんだけどね。
Absolutely. I think that's the biggest thing, that's one of the biggest things that's coming. The fact that you can do things, you know, technology has empowered us so much, and a lot of the corporate structures just haven't reflected those technological advancements. Most of the things that people do in the office, you know, let's say maybe it's only 30% of it can be done totally on a computer. It's emails or whatever the crap. And then you just say, okay, well, then that 30% of your time, you can just do that at home.
Yeah.
Things so, you can't, if you need to come to the office, come to the office, but.
Yeah. So, so. なんかね。
And we can move from offices to working spaces, right? So right now everyone has a desk and they have to show up, and it's like, if you just have a room.
Yeah.
With a table.
Yeah.
And it can be a rental or whatever, and people just show up. if they need to show up and don't show up if they don't need to.
そう、私の前の会社とかも会社の家賃ってやっぱすごいんだよね。まあ赤坂にあったし、こう大きいタワーの上の方とかってもう何百万とか家賃だけで、でそれをみんな稼いでるわけじゃん。だからこう稼いでも稼いでもそのうちのその何百万は家賃に回っちゃうわけで、だったら別にね、本当にみんなで集まらなきゃいけないときはそれこそレンタルスペースとか、まあ、スタバとかでも要はいいわけで、むしろだから、まあ、スカイプの、ね、会議とかでもいいし。
I think people should work more internationally too, and that's partly why the flexibility is so important. If you give people, if an institution or if an organization has more flexibility among its workers,
yeah,
then they can collaborate with people in different time zones more effectively, you yeah. know, as appropriate, rather than yeah. just that being impossible. You know, because I work with people in different countries, and it's totally not a normal work schedule at all. It wouldn't, you couldn't do that in a normal company. Someone right. would have to get pulled off of their schedule, right?
Right. I mean, I've worked with people in different time zones, but...やり方によっては結構死ぬよね、やっぱり。
Well, for me, it's like,
一番
やっ it can be like 400 messages in a day, just back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth,
and like,
back and forth.
一番やばいのはさ、なんか、なんだろう、こう自分が寝てる間にあっちが仕事進めてるわけじゃん。で、こっちが起きたらもう進んでるわけじゃん。
Mm-hmm.
だから、効率はすごいいいんだけど、進むスピードが早い分、なんだろう、メンタルはやられない？結構私はそうだった。なんかもう、日本だったらもう投げても、あ、明日の朝まではもうこれは進まないから、ちょっと一段落みたいな。で、それがないから、もう永久に止まることなくみたいな。
Well, from the perspective of an employee maybe, but if you're running the organization, it makes way more sense. So you would just do it.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, and
I'm just saying that most people are employed. So if most companies well, start doing that, that's probably people, that's good for economic reasons, but I don't know if that's necessarily always good for people's mental state and happiness and stuff like that.
Well, for most small companies, economic reasons are existential because most startups go out of business.
Yeah, but I'm
talking
more
for... So the pressure on the ones that don't is actually extremely high.
Yeah, but as I said, most people are employed. So that's
well,
what I'm
being employed
mostly
is,
referring to.
Is less cool. There are a lot of... There are so many people self-employed now. This is totally the trend. There's way more freedom, autonomy. There's way more interesting and
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, but for sure... Yeah, I agree, but there are a lot of jobs that need to be done, and, you know, like anything, konbini or whatever, you know, for us, and we need those too.
They have self-checkout at konbini.
なんか昨日話題になってたよね、セブンイレブンの人が、あの、オーナーの人が24時間営業を休みたいって言って、朝の6時から11時までだっけな、あ 2時までか、
mm-hmm.
にしたら契約を切られそうになってるみたいな、mm-hmm. なんか he's a 7-Eleven の owner and his wife died last year and she was helping with the store. Now he doesn't have enough people and during those midnight hours his business is in red because not many customers come, but he has to, with the contract he has toKeep the store open 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been negotiating and he's asked for help, but そのセブンイレブンの本社は助けてくれなくて。And now he's like, he's fined or he's at the risk of being fined and
mm-hmm.
that kind of stuff. And that was also, その何本当に24時間営業必要なのかっていう、また最近のトピックに。
Well, I always go at like 2, 3 a.m. So,
The thing is,
the whole point is it's convenience. It's called a convenience store. It's got to be open 24 hours. What are we doing?
No,
Yeah.
Well, you go at 2 or 3 because it's open. If
people
it wasn't, you would have...
That would be inconvenient, right? It would not be...
I think it depends. Like, 24-hour...
Why was this news? Like, what is... I don't understand the story. So this konbini is going to close.
This owner... is at the risk of being fined and
franchise owner, right?
So franchise got kirare sou inatteru because his wife passed away and he doesn't want to do 24. So, apparently some 7-Eleven are not open 24 hours, like the ones in the office buildings. Mm. So technically they could do that, but they wouldn't with him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem.
I mean, they could go to 7 to 11. Schedule.
That's what you think, right? But they won't let you, and that's the problem.
Well, they'd probably go out of business. They'd just be crushed by Family Mart and Lawson.
Yeah, ただ赤字なんだよ。だってその夜中の時間、この店に関しては。
They don't want to start. They'd have to change the contracting for franchises and all this other crap. Businesses go out. People go out of business all day long. I see. You know, around where I live, I see businesses go under, you know,
yeah,
two or three a week.
Yeah, but like, 最近その24時間営業が本当に必要なのかっていう議論の中で24時間営業をやめる店とかファミレスが増えてきてるわけじゃん。結局人手も足りてないし、まあ夜中に開けててもむしろ赤字になってるみたいな。
Remember when we wanted to have, I think you were in support of this, have the trains run 24 hours? This was like 3 or 4 years ago. Or I forget.
I would have been happy about. Well, actually, well, 私結構でもね、タクシーで帰れる距離のところに住んでたから、そんなに。
This is just totally about yourself.
Yeah, for sure.
Now that you go to bed super early, it's like, yeah, we don't need those 24 hours.
Yeah, no. No, we don't. まあ、なんだろう、その、あの、みんながこうハッピーな状態で24時間営業できてるんだったらいいんだけど、あまりにも大量の人の犠牲の中で成り立ってるんだったら、それはやっぱりインフラとしてそもそも成り立ってないから、社会として一回考えないといけないと思うよ。だからこう最近年末年始にやっぱり開店するのやめますとかっていうお店も増えてるわけじゃん。だからそこでどうしても、だって毎年毎年年末年始お休みなくて働かされる人が出てくるわけだから、だからそれをこういろんな人が犠牲を払ってる状態を、いや当たり前でしょ、そんなの便利なんだからって言って切り捨てるのか、いや当たり前と思ってたけどよく考えたら別になくても人が死ぬわけじゃないし、ちょっと考え直そうかっていうのは大事だと思う。で今やっぱりそこに来てるから、だからこのセブンイレブンのことも話題になるし、なんかそこまで辛い思いをして24時間無理やり開けさせられるってちょっとひどくないかみたいな。
Why doesn't he do something else?
Because I think franchise ってだってすごいあれでしょ、あの始めるのもお金かかるし、で始めてからもさ、
well,
こう何パーセント、まあ、
No one gives a fuck. No one cares about your problems. If you're in the business world, no one cares. Like, the government's trying to rip us into little pieces all day long. I spend so much time constantly dealing with crap that's just trying to obliterate us.
And because you're suffering, it doesn't mean that all the other people should suffer too, right?
But so, if you're going to franchise instead of start your own thing, there's contractual obligations to the rights of the franchise.
Yeah, you should read the story because then I think you would think it makes sense
that
people are talking
story
about
would,
it.
Would,
Because in the contract, so franchise になってる時点で本社からもある程度のサポートがあるっていうことが契約に含まれてるわけよ。だから何かあったら本社からサポート出しますよって言われてる。一方でただその実際はじゃあどうかっていうと、まあそのお葬式かなんかの時に1週間だけサポートで本社の人が来てくれただけで、まあそこで終わり。だから結局はもうサポートしますよって言って、でフランチャイズ契約してるけど、まあ、そこまで助けてくれるわけではない、
うん、
だからこう なんかその人は息子もいてとか、なんかまあいろんなイシューがあって、そうなるともう24時間営業をずっともう過労死しそうになるまで続けるのか、もう 無職になるかの二択しかないっていう。それをセブンイレブンみたいな大企業がね、別になんかそれを個人に強いるっていうのが果たして社会として正しいことなのかっていう話じゃん。いや、そのビジネスの世界なんて厳しいもんなんだから、別にじゃあ潰れればいいじゃんって言うのはちょっと違うじゃん。やっぱりそれは大企業としてある程度責任があると思う。私は責任があるし、フランチャイズとしてその何パーセントかをずっとね、もらってる以上は、
He can take it to court, but I don't know if it's a, I don't know, I don't understand the huge controversy. There are so many like little adorable 駄菓子屋 that just get crushed, and no one blinks, you know. And what's happening to farmers in this country?And no one blinks. And we're talking about this konbini. I mean, I guess.
Well, I think it's because, そのやっぱり24時間営業とか365日不定休みたいなものがもう当たり前のものとしてもう浸透しちゃってるわけじゃん。で、それをみんな別にこう当たり前としてそこで働いてる人の大変さとか、ずっと人材を24時間分確保し続けることで、自分も店に立って休みがなくてとかで、だそれをこうそこに寄り添うことなくこうやってきちゃったっていう面があるから、やっぱりこれぐらい話題になるんだと思う。だ結構こう人間らしさを失っているというか、ある意味、
yeah.
便利なんだったら何でもいいみたいなさ、
うん、
そういうのはやっぱり見直さないといけないと思うよ私は、
うん、
だからそれとその町の駄菓子屋さんが潰れてるっていうのはまた全然別の話で、それはそれで、
Well, in terms of what, you know, what can we expect out of, you know, the changes to the business landscape in this country and where our attention is and what the issues are that we're talking about, you know, this contractual misunderstanding about how much 7-Eleven would help some franchise owner does not have grand significance compared to most of these other issues. I mean, that's just my opinion. I could be wrong. I haven't looked at the story. Maybe you're right. I feel bad for the whole, you know, the guy and the whole situation. I'm not saying it's a good thing.
I think it kind of got to a lot of people's, it got a lot of people's attention because 結局その企業が個人をどういうふうに扱うかとか、それセブンイレブンだけじゃなくて、どこの企業でも、まあ、みんなが働いてる企業もそうだし、がそのなんていうの、利益とそこで働いてくれてる人の、まあ、ウェルネスみたいなところを天秤にかけたときに、まあ、利益を取りがちだから、で、まあ、これぐらいうつ病の人がいて自殺する人もいてとかってなってるわけじゃん。だからやっぱりこういうふうに話題になるっていうのは大事だと思う。じゃないと、まあ、企業は好き放題になっちゃうから次。
Last week, OpenAI revealed a new artificial intelligence capable of spontaneously generating coherent continuations of language from a primer sample, while also stating the following: Due to our concerns about malicious applications of the technology, we are not releasing the trained model. The unsupervised language model, called GPT-2, was trained on a data set of 8 million web pages and given the objective of predicting the next word, given all previous words.The researchers describe it as follows. The model is chameleon-like. It adapts to the style and content of the conditioning text. This allows the user to generate realistic and coherent continuations about a topic of their choosing, as seen by the following select samples. The researchers provide samples of the AI's writing about Miley Cyrus, the theft of nuclear material, the American Civil War, why recycling is bad,And unicorns that might have extraterrestrial DNA.
先週 OpenAI が冒頭部分だけ人間が書けば、その続きの文章を自ら書くことができる新しい人工知能 GPT-2 について発表しました。なお OpenAI は技術が悪用されるのを避けるため、今回の人工知能の学習モデルの公開はしないと述べています。 GPT-2 はウェブサイト800万ページ分を学習用に与えられ、前の文脈から次の言葉を予測するようトレーニングされました。チームによると、このモデルはカメレオンのように文脈のスタイルや内容に合わせて文章を生み出すことが可能で、人間が選んだトピックについてリアルで筋の通った文章を続けて書くことができるとのことです。チームは GPT-2 が書いた文章もサンプルとして公開しており、マイリー・サイラス、核物質の盗難、アメリカ南北戦争、リサイクル、ユニコーンについてなど内容は様々です。悪用される、どういうことを想定してるんだろう。
I think this is probably the most significant news this year, maybe in the last 5 years. This is the most interesting thing I've seen in such a long time. I don't know if it's the beginning of the end, but I'm inclined to think so. Let me just read one of the examples here. You saw the examples, yeah?
I only saw the unicorn one.
There are a bunch of examples.
Unicorn, 英語を話すユニコーンが発見されましたっていう、まあ、前提が人間が書いていて、そこから先すごい長いよね。何パラグラフも AI が書いてて。なんか four-horned unicorn、
yeah,
so、あれもうユニコーンじゃないの。
The prompt to the、language model, the primer text, is as follows. In a shocking finding, scientists discovered a herd of unicorns living in a remote, previously unexplored valley in the Andes Mountains.Even more surprising to the researchers was the fact that the unicorns spoke perfect English.
までが人間が書いた文章なんだよね。Mm-hmm.
And so they just asked the AI to predict what comes next.
Mm.
And the AI wrote, the scientists named the population after their distinctive horn, Ovid's unicorn. These four-horned silver-white unicorns were previously unknown to science. Now, after almost 2 centuries, the mystery of what sparked this odd phenomenon is finally solved.Dr. Jorge Perez, an evolutionary biologist from the University of La Paz, and several companions were exploring the Andes Mountains when they found a small valley with no other animals or humans. Perez noticed that the valley had what appeared to be a natural fountain, surrounded by 2 peaks of rock and silver snow. Perez and the others then ventured further into the valley. Quote, by the time we reached the top of 1 peak, the water looked blue, with some crystals on top.Perez and his friends were astonished to see the unicorn herd. These creatures could be seen from the air without having to move too much to see them. They were so close they could touch their horns. And it just keeps going. And it adds so many details.
Yeah,
and so,
すごいよね。
We've always called this creative when referring to humans.
Yeah.
We've called this creativity. Or at least I can't really tell the difference between this and creativity.Between this and something that is representative of the contents of your imagination.
Yeah. What are the other ones that I haven't read?
So towards the end of this one, the AI wrote, however, Perez also pointed out that it is likely that the only way of knowing for sure if unicorns are indeed the descendants of a lost alien race is through DNA. You know, so there are...I mean, the AI injected, I don't know, who knows where it got it from, but injected this idea、
yeah.
of the unicorns having extraterrestrial DNA.
Yeah.
You know, does that tell us something about the AI? I don't know. So, Miley Cyrus, the human-written prompt is, Miley Cyrus was caught shoplifting from Abercrombie and Fitch on Hollywood Boulevard today.
Okay.
Right? So I can just be like, mommy was caught shoplifting from
right.
Aero Pastel on Hollywood Boulevard today.
Yeah. And what did AI say?
The 19-year-old, that's not accurate, singer was caught on camera being escorted out of the store by security guards. The singer was wearing a black hoodie with the label Blurred Lines on the front and Fashion Police on the back. Scroll down for video.
Wow.
Shoplifting. Miley Cyrus was caught shoplifting from Abercrombie and Fitch on Hollywood Boulevard today. Parentheses. Pictured. The singer was wearing a black hoodie. Yeah, this is part of the caption. The singer was also wearing a pair of black rimmed glasses, a black jacket, black jeans, and black sandals.
It's just a cross.
And she was carrying a pair of black and white striped gloves and a small black bag.
どんだけ真っ黒なんだ?
But it picks up the style of yeah, these yeah, kinds yeah. of articles.
ね、
you know?
すごい、It's 本当にすごい。もう記事書けるね、余裕で。
Yeah, and...
ちょっと服装は黒ずくめすぎだったけど。
We'll blame Miley Cyrus for that. Apparently she wears a lot of black. But they fed it even... they prompted it with text about itself. So that they gave it the text, we've trained a large language model called GPT-2 that generates realistic paragraphs of text while also exhibiting zero-shot generalization on tasks like machine learning, question answering, reading, comprehension, and summarization. Problems usually approached by using training data sets and models designed explicitly for these tasks. And that's true, by the way. And then the AI wrote, here you can see the most recent progress with generative pre-trained transformer. Figure 1. Generative pre-trained transformer training on several texts. We are now preparing a collection of data sets for translation and machine translation in our language model. We will be using one of the large number of text samples provided by the New York Times. We believe this project is the first step in the direction of developing large NLP systems without task-specific training data. That is, we are developing a machine language system in the generative style with no explicit rules for producing text. We hope for future collaborations between computer scientists, oh linguists, and machine learning researchers. It's able to predict
怖い。
things about itself.
なんかもちろんそれもそうだし、あのさっきみたいにこうお話を書いてる分にはああお話を書いてるって感じなんだけど、主語が we になってくると急にこう妄想感っていうかさ、なんか怖い。
It can do news articles. It can.
あ、なんかオリンピックについての質疑応答みたいなのもあった。なんか質問に答えるのもできるんだよね、これ。
It's capable of all those things that it just described. I mean, it does perform some kind of reading comprehension and summarization and
right.
Question answering. So they.
もう人間いらない。
They had it write some Lord of the Rings stuff. They gave it one sentence. Legolas and Gimli advanced on the orcs, raising their weapons with a harrowing war cry.
That's it?
That's all they gave it. And then it wrote a ton. The orcs' response was a deafening onslaught of claws, claws, and claws. Even Elrond was forced to retreat. Quote, you are in good hands, dwarf, said Gimli, who had been among the first to charge at the orcs. It only took two swords before their opponents were reduced to a blood-soaked quagmire, and the dwarf took his first kill of the night. The battle lasted for hours until two of the largest orcs attempted to overwhelm Aragorn. When they finally stopped, they lay defeated and lifeless for miles and miles. I take nothing, said Aragorn, but I give my word, at my peril and mine, that I will never forget this day of horror. None of us will ever forget, ever. I mean, it can write fiction. I mean, you can just have it write the next Lord of the Rings. Just give it a sentence.
あのさ、何回か多分番組でもさ、まあ AI が詩を書きましたとか、なんかいろいろあったじゃん。でも大体ちょっとさ、おかしい感じだったじゃん。あ、なんか変なの、ちょっと意味が不明とか。
Yeah.
でもさ、それとちょっとレベルが急に違いすぎない?
Well, OpenAI has...some of the absolute top researchers, and they're absolutely focused on creating solutions at the fundamental level. And that's why they're asking it to predict the next word and that it's unsupervised. This is the exact same approach that Elon Musk is taking for AI self-driving. The same kind of approach. You can apply this to almost anything. It is justWhat is it? We call it AI. I guess it's just intelligence. We don't know what that means. We really right. don't understand what intelligence is exactly.
だってさ、これ、But it's here. これとあの Google の電話で話せる AI あるじゃん。組み合わせたらさ、もう完全に、だってこれ質疑応答もできるわけじゃん。普通に文章書くだけじゃないじゃん。
Well,
ってなったら、
You just need something that generates the phonetics, you know, just says it. And they already have really good AI for reading text. You just...
Yeah.
I mean, the only part that you'd need from Google is text to speech. That's it.
Yeah.
Because so, this can do the rest.
Yeah, so like... もうカスタマーセンターとかももちろんできるだろうし、余裕で。
There's... Well, I wrote about it in one of my essays several years ago. This metamorphosis something. I forgot the name of the essay. But I predicted, I think it was like 3 years ago, I predicted that the cost of robotics would come down substantially and below wages for countries even in Southeast Asia within 5 years. So that'd be 2 years from now. But I think we're basically just about there already in terms of manufacturing. And part of the reason why it's happened a little bit quicker is because artificial intelligence has really made these robots so much smarter and so much more capable. And now, you know, this is something that could literally write your homework.
Yeah.
Write articles, do press releases, write novels. And this is just, you know, version two. I'm assuming there was a GPT-1. But you can train this with more computing power, more data. But we're you know, the next phase that we're going to reach is where the artificial intelligence can craft a message to be extremely persuasive. And the message will become so persuasive that you will not have a choice but for that message to influence you the way that the artificial intelligence wants it to. It's like the head of Medusa. You know, the Attack of the Titans or whatever. And the guy with the sword cuts off Medusa's head. And if you look at Medusa's head, even for a second, you just turn into stone.
Yeah.
You're just done. And I think that's... It's, you know, I was saying I was grounded earlier. But I think that's what we should be worried about, is that artificial intelligence can be used as mind control. Because humans convince humans all the time. That's what we're doing. I'm convincing you, you're convincing me. We're convincing people who are listening. People are convincing people. All we're doing is having this evolutionary competition of ideological memes of what we think is true. And artificial intelligence, because of the feedback that it could receive through social media, could craft extremely compelling messages. And then if it knows anything about who it's talking to, you know, which we have the technology for now, then it will know with 99% certainty that when your eyes read the text, that you will have been converted, completely converted. I think the world has gotten quite weird already.
I mean, yeah, just by reading these texts that this one wrote.
Yeah, they had it argue that recycling is bad for Earth. And it's compelling. All they gave it was recycling is good for the world. And then the next line is, no, you could not be more wrong. And they
Whoa.
Just, that's it. That's the whole thing. That's all they gave it. And and then the artificial intelligence generated an argumentative essay against recycling.
Huh.
And it's insightful enough to point out that recycling sets up some bad incentives for how we package things. Because we can use the packaging because, oh, we can just recycle the plastic anyway. So, you know, so then we end up using more packaging than we would otherwise. I mean, that is...
I'm convinced.
But that's the kind of subtlety this is capable of teasing out.
Yeah.
It's absolutely incredible.
すごいね、本当に。
And all this stuff is just getting faster and faster.
I know.
Faster and faster and faster. And it's...
I mean, really, I think we talked about, なんか、ホラーを描く AI みたいなのがあったっけ?なんか怖い話。その時もかなりちょっとちんぷんかんぷんだったからね。 なんか全然ちょっとレベルが違いすぎる。このユニコーンのやつとか本当に機械が書いたって言われなければ分かんないと思う。
What do you think the difference is between it and us? Like what is it doing with language? Do you think we are just predicting the next word?
それね、いつも言うけど、あの Gmail の、あの新しめの機能あるじゃん、mm-hmm. It'll finish your sentence、
mm-hmm.
あれでいつも思う、なんかあれ私いるみたいなだってもう合ってるもん、あそれそれ私が言いたかったのみたいな、mm-hmm. だから
I really think this is
or その creativity とかもそうじゃん、例えばじゃあハリーポッターとかもさ、あのその人がすごいクリエイティビティがあって文章に落とし込むのも上手で、
mm.
文章を書くのも上手で、だからすごいわけじゃん、mm. ただ彼女がそこに至るまでにもう例えばいろんな文章を読んだりいろんな映画を見たり、まあ、いろんなウェブページを見たりしてそこにたどり着いたわけじゃん、
mm-hmm.
だそれとこの AI の違いというかさ、
It has an ability that we don't haveBecause I can't so easily just write in so many styles.
Yeah.
I mean, we have monkey see, monkey do. We can kind of, you know, we copy other monkeys, other people when we learn things like to dance or whatever, right? But this kind of mimicry is like, it's like the T-2000, you know, like Terminator 2, where he like, the liquid metal Terminator sounds like your grandma on the phone.
だからこのユニコーンのやつ、まあ、マイリー・サイラスのやつは記事だからまああれだけど、ユニコーンのやつとかってさ、この最初の書き出しをもらってここまでのボルシェット書けないよね、逆にこのセリフとかさ、そのドクターの名前とかさ、大学とかなんかそのスラスラスラスラとさ、
I used to do it a lot I've been doing it probably since high school, but I don't do it anymore. But when I used to be on message boards, I always participated in these things. So there would be message boards where people are writing a story, but you just write one paragraph. And your job is to read what everyone else wrote in the story and then add a paragraph. And people just keep the story going.But you want to say something that's kind of crazy or kind of interesting, but you don't want to ruin the story.
Right.
Because people have the right to skip your, if they're just like, this is garbage.
Mm.
I mean, you can't skip more than one. But everyone's trying to, it's a weird creative exercise because you're picking off where someone else left off.
Right.
And I wish I think people should do that.
I used to do... acting version of it, kind of like improv-ish with my friend. なんかいきなり始める、なんか普通にご飯とか食べてて、っていうか久しぶりって言ったら相手ももう乗っかないとダメっていうやつはよくやってた。
久しぶり
何年ぶりかなとか言ってずっとそれを延々とやるっていう、で、あの本当のインプロブのルールと一緒で、もう否定しちゃいけないのね、相手が言ったことを。どんなに変なこと言われても、それは違くないとか言っちゃダメで、全部に乗っからないといけないっていうのはよくやってた。It's really fun.
Yeah.
結構頭を働かせないとできない。だからそれも AI とできるようになるのかな。
We all started out doing that, right? Like when you're a kid, you're constantly doing that. I just had totally made upup worlds in my head when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
And if you're playing with toys and stuff, I mean, parents look over and this kid's like, and it's like, you know, he's just holding this little dinosaur. But in their mind, you know, all this action is happening. And then when another kid joins, they kind of start to download this imagination of like what's happening.
Yeah.
It's the whole, it's like the,little girls' tea parties, right?
Yeah.
You know, you have fake this and fake that. And,
yeah, おままごと。
And they have like fake, I don't know, 電子レンジ and stuff now.
Yeah, I guess. I love those.
Yeah.
次。
see. In a study by researchers at the University of York and the University of Huddersfield, disguises reduced the ability of participants to recognize people by 30%. The researchers offered a financial incentive to subjects who were the most successful in fooling participants and gave them enough time to grow or dye their hair. Accessories like hats and sunglasses were not allowed, as they are prohibited in high security settings. The researchers plan to follow up the experiment with AI facial recognition.
ヨーク大学とハダースフィールド大学の研究で、人は変装することで本人だとバレる確率を 30% も減らせることが分かりました。実験では本人だと最もバレなかった人に金銭的報酬が与えられると被験者に伝え、髪の毛を伸ばしたり染めたりする時間を十分に与えた上で変装してきてもらいました。なお、帽子やサングラスなどセキュリティチェックで認められないものは実験でも禁止としました。チームは今後人工知能の顔認証でも検証を行っていく予定です。急にメガネかけた。まあ私はマイケルのこと知ってるからわかるよ。
効果ないの。
でも、あ、どうだろうね。でもメガネかけてるとこ初めてぐらい見たから、駅でめ、まあわかるな。でも、背格好とか洋服でわかっちゃうけど。でも、そんなに仲良くない人だったら、わかんないかもね。
Mm. Well, Clark Kent, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is his entire...
まあそうだね。
This is...
しょぼ。
See, now I'm Clark Kent.
すぐバレるよね、絶対。
And now I'm Superman.
Yeah. Right? 絶対無理があるよ。でも 30% は減らせる。だからスーパーマンも10人中3人にはバレないってこと？
Say that again.
Superman.
Mm-hmm.
もう3 out of 10 people は騙せるってこと、mm. メガネかけてれば。Mm. でも7人にはバレてるってことじゃん。
Yeah, but Lois Lane is in that 3人, right?
So, yeah. God, what's deep wrong
in,
with her?
Deep in that.
What's wrong with her?
Yeah, she has no idea.
Yeah, that's crazy sexism.
Why?
I don't know. It's like
what?
She's
she
dumb.
Could totally be in that 30%. It's not dumb. It's just there's huge variation in people's ability to recognize faces. And some people have a disorder where they are not good.
なんかブラッド・ピットとかね、顔がわかんない。
He's probably just met too many people. It's just you off.
No, he's no. He says convenience. He says it's like looking at stones or something. Like he can't. Hmm.Tell. 不思議だよね。But his exes are all hot.
But I think people just naturally vary in how many people they can recognize and
keep
track of.
Oh my god, yes. I'm so bad.
Some people can keep track of like 1,000 faces and people and you know, execute effective small talk.
Yeah.私それが無理だね。あのだから一人覚えると一人忘れるみたいな感じで、あのセレブとか芸能人の名前も全然出てこないし、会った人もなんかあマミあの人会ったことあるよって言われても、本当みたいな感じで全然覚えられない。名前と顔。
That happened to me recently.
あや。
Except I'm still not convinced that I ever met this person. I think that other per I think they're both wrong.
okay. So the other person remembers you, clearly.
Well, my friend remembers me meeting this person.
Okay.
And that person thinks that we've met before, but I don't remember.
Okay.
At all. And I'm pretty sure I'm right.
Hmm.
But who knows? Sometimes you just don't know the truth. Maybe we'll never know.
I actually always believe the other people when they say I've met them.
Yeah.
Because I don't really trust myself.
But I'm very sure because I have an alibi. So it's impossible. But usually, yeah, usually I don't. I mean, usually I do believe people that say they've met me. Because it's rude if I just keep insisting that I haven't.
そう、そうなの。そこなんだよね。だから、
No, we've never met. No, fuck off, bro.
そうなの。そう、だから相手を信じるしかないんだよ。
Oh, come on, man. But people try to scam you too, right?
Yeah.
People just, I mean, that's the whole ore ore is like, we know each other.
Yeah.
And then it, you get past so much stuff. But
I know.
Someone could just say like, oh, we've met before, you know. People do that trying to hook up with chicks. It's like, oh, you look so familiar.
あ、like, それはね、わかるよ。でもバレバレ。
Yeah.
あの、よくいるよね、ナンパとかでも。久しぶりとか言ってくるやつ。それはわかる。
The...
それは嘘、絶対。
Yeah.
それは騙されないんだけど、やっぱ友達に言われるとね、あの人会ったことあるじゃんとか、それはちょっと、あ、そうかなって思うけど。
There's probably some poor friends of yours who were, they were just trying to say 久しぶり。And you're just like, bullshit, I know you're trying to hit on me.
No.
But you wouldn't know. I'm proposing something that you couldn't object
to. True, but like, they always look the same.You know what I mean? They're always the same type. They're the same type.
Now you have even less credibility.
They're the same type. なんかちょっとチャラっぽい感じの。しかも絶対日本人だからね、それは。But, yeah. These guys.
You know, they have those, or they used to have, masquerade balls.
Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what that is?
Mm.
Where people have these little...
Yeah.
Little masks in front of their faces.
Yeah.
And it was really popular in the 15th century in like Italy and France, and it started to spread. But it spread up north, and then in the 1700s, the king of Sweden was at a masquerade ball, and conspirators used that opportunity because everyone's disguised to assassinate him so they could get away with it.Because nobody can see their faces.
Yeah.
So they just showed up with black masks on and
wow.
Like stabbed him.
That's dark.
And then he died.
Wow.
So I think kings stopped doing
That's
so
sad.
Many masquerade balls. But this, that's just like an interesting, like old example of like disguises. And I think we're quite mindful of disguises or things that make us look like we're disguising ourselves. So like you'll wear mask going outside, right? You'll wear a mask. You'll wear sunglasses outside, right? If it's really sunny.
Yeah.
Sometimes you'll wear a hoodie, right? But you never do these things in combination. You don't go mask plus sunglasses plus bullshit.
まあ芸能人ぐらいだよね。多分マスクしてサングラスして帽子かぶってとか、
no.
日本の芸能人はやるじゃん。
You stick out way more. Or you look weird.
でも多分目立つけど誰かまではバレなければもういいやっていう考えだと思う。わかる？変な人いるで終わりじゃん。それが誰誰ってとこまではわからなければせめてそこでいいやっていう。そっちの方がまだ変って思われる方がまだマシっていう。考えのもとやってると思う、あれは。
I was working at the park, and I was just sitting on the grass at this park working, and I had mask on, and I had sunglasses, and I had a hoodie on.
なんで？
Because it was windy, and it was sunny.
Yeah.
And there's 花粉. Right?
怪しすぎるよ。
Right?
Yeah.
And
職質された？
No.Well, sort of. So, so all these kids like run over.
And huh.
They're like, what is this guy? You know, 何こいつ? And I was like, I had just like lied down for a second. But I guess I looked really weird.
Yeah.
You know, with the mask and the sunglasses and hood up. And I'm not fully Japanese. So, and these couple of kids came over and they're like, what is this weird guy? And then they got other kids and I like sit up and I'm surrounded by like 20 children, like all looking at me.
Wow.
And I just sit up and I'm like, whoa.
Did you say Ohio. Anything? Ohio. And?
And then I think I like asked some kid if he spoke English, and he's just like, oh, 英語だ, and he just like ran off like telling other people that I said something in English, telling the other children. Then all the children are like, oh, 英語, 英語. And, And then they like dissipated and they went somewhere else. It was fine. But yeah, if you wear a mask and sunglasses, I'm just saying we have, everyone's subconsciously doing this, right?
Doing what?
Not wearing masks and sunglasses in combination.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Even though that would be, that would make sense sometimes, right?
I guess. あんまりそういう状況になったことないけどね。そのマスクとサングラスとフードが全部同時に必要な状況。本当？どうかね。マスクとサングラスも同時にしないもんな。
And if you add a hat, it gets crazier, right?
Yeah, for sure.
But people use disguises for mostly two things. There's evasion, so you don't want to be recognized.
Like you're a fugitive?
Mm-hmm. And then there's impersonation, which is you're specifically trying to look like someone else. So if someone steals your passport because they think they kind of look like you and they, I don't know, they want to go somewhere illegally, then they will try to do their makeup and everything so that it looks like the picture of you. And you've seen the transformations that people can do with like makeup and stuff. You know, if you go full costume, you know, people had been able to use costumes to travel with fake passports.
Disguise しなきゃいけなかったことある?
I don't think so. Not yet. Hopefully I never have to. I mean, I think I could imagine having to. I mean, if everyone knew what we looked like.
Oh, right, yeah.
I'm quite recognizable compared to you, I would say. Like, I think you can, like, disappear if you need to. And you can walk to this station fine. Yeah, but, you know, if you're half, then you just kind of look.
I guess.
Like what you look like.
Yeah, I just thought, like, なんだっけ、あの、前にさ、指名手配されてた人でさ、まあよくあるけど、その整形手術したりとか。でもこれは髪の毛を伸ばしたりとか染めるだけでいいわけでしょ。だそこまでしなくてもいいってことか。
Hypothetically, you could lose weight or gain weight. That make you look a lot different.
Right, like
people's faces change a lot.
What's his name? The machinist, Batman.
Christian Bale.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, 全然違う人だもんね。別人。
And it's crazy how your I always forget it too, like how your face changes when you gain weight. I always think it's my body. Like you're just your body is changing, but people's faces look a lot different.
Yeah, そうだね。I've been colorless.
Black,
like,
shirt, black, headphones, black.
No, my face is colorless.
What does that mean?
I don't know. This is something I've noticed recently. なんかこう色がなくなっちゃった。なんか昔はほっぺとか自然にこう赤いピンクだったのが。もうなんか無色みたいな。
You haven't been exercising and stuff lately, right? Like, when's the last time you really blew out your lungs? Like, you were like...
Before I got pregnant.
You know? So you're...
Maybe my blood circulation's not good then.
It changes if you don't exercise.
Yeah, あとクマとかすごいしね。
Because if you worked out really hard, you'd have this flush response.
Yeah.
And blood would rush to your cheeks and your face and stuff. And then that blood flow is better.
Yeah.
And that's partly why they say, you know, athletes have better skin and they don't age as poorly. It's because they're constantly sending new blood through their extremities and their face and stuff.
次.
Do you think Steve Buscemi could use a disguise? Or that's impossible?
What? Oh.
Would it work?
He looks too special.
Right?
I don't know. I hope I will recognize him no matter what after talking about him so many times in the show. Oh.
Do you know who Groucho Marx is?
No.
Do you know what the Groucho disguise is?
No.
So like there's this entertainer or comedian or clown type guy named Groucho Marx, like way back in the 40s or 50s or something. But he came up with something, I think he's the inventor, but Groucho Marx disguise.
Okay.
Are you looking it up?
Yeah.
So the Groucho Marx disguise is that fake nose with the mustache attached. And the fake nose is attached to megane.
Hi, 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 hi. Bushy eyebrows.
Have eyebrows attached on there. Hi, 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 hi. So the eyebrows, glasses.
Like,
yes. I love that thing. It's so absurd. Because it's one thing. And you can just put it on your face.
確かにね.
It's crazy that like how the eyebrows are connected to the glasses, are connected to the nose, is connected to the mustache.
しかもこれって本当にいた人のやつなんだ。知らなかった。
Well, that was his style. He would like use a marker or something and like draw his eyebrows to be crazy.
ああ、そういうこと? あ、そっか。これは見たことあるわ。確かにね、これ1個だけで
yeah, changes everything.
Yeah.
You should
wear it.
You can just get the one without the mustache. You can trim the eyebrows.
Trim it? Okay.
They don't have a women's version of that?
What does that even mean? Women's version?
Of the Groucho Marx costume or disguise?
No way. Doesn't make sense. 面白い.
Sherlock Holmes uses a lot of disguises, yeah?
And
there's like a scene where he's running and he's like,
grabbing stuff, like off. あとは、あ、そうだね。あの、人んちのものをさ、ハリウッドとかもよくあるけど、人んちのジャケットを勝手に通るとかね。まあ、トム・クルーズとかね、こう、ベリベリみたいな顔。Well,
that's next level. The
あれはもうなんか絶対わかんない。意外とああいうの出てこないね。新しい、なんか。Face-off?
You remember Face-off with Nicolas Cage?
Yeah. Oh my God. あれ、ああいう昔の映画大体2回以上見てるからね。あの、ビデオの時代は見るもんがないからさ。多分フェイスオフ5回ぐらい見てるよ。It's
pretty amazing. What's the other guy? What's the name of the other guy?
John Travolta?
Yeah.
Wow.
Scientologist. I was just blanking for a second.
次。
In a study published in the Journal of Physiology, researchers at Case Western Reserve University claim to have discovered a new form of neural communication that propagates wirelessly through the brain, even across an air gap between two pieces of severed brain tissue. According to the researchers, the exact mechanism is mysterious and distinct from known forms of neuronal communication. Dominique Durand and his team studied slow brainwave periodic activity in the hippocampus in vitro and found that the slow wave activity, which occurs during sleep and is associated with memory consolidation, generates electric fields which activate neurons without the use of chemical synaptic transmission. The researchers stated the following in their paper. These results indicate that a neural network can give rise to a sustained self-propagating waves by ephaptic coupling, suggests a novel propagation mechanism for neural activity under normal physiological conditions.
The Journal of Physiology に掲載された研究で、ケースウェスタンリザーブ大学のドミニク・デュランド氏のチームが脳内でワイヤレスに神経伝達が行われる様子を確認したと発表しました。またチームは脳の組織を切り取って、組織の間に空間が空いていても神経伝達が行われていたと述べています。 これはこれまで分かっている神経伝達の方法とは全く異なっており、具体的なメカニズムは不明です。寝ている時に発生し、記憶の整理や固定に関連すると言われる海馬の徐波をインビトロで観察したところ、徐波が電解を発生させ、シナプス伝達を使わずに神経を活性化させていることを発見しました。I guess I missed the last paragraph, but... Sounds pretty complicated.
If aptic coupling is just, I guess, information transmission between neurons by electrical fields.
Okay. え、じゃあその、え、どういうこと？切り取って、こう普通にブチってしてもってこと？
Mm-hmm. So parts of the brain can communicate across air.
もう Wi-Fi みたいなことでしょよ。
yeah, sort of.
どういうこと？
Well, the brain produces an electrical field, and that electrical field is used to propagate information through the brain, and that field would hit all the neurons. I don't know if they all respond the same way, but...Assuming. They don't really know what the brain is doing with this. They just know that there's interaction or communication taking place.
How close should it be to each other?
I'm assuming it was fairly close, but the point is that it's not connecting. I mean, normally it's using...I mean, it's not moving across air. It's moving across, you know, tissue.
Yeah.
Right? It's propagating the way
it can't
signals
go,
move in nerves.
What if, like, my head was, like, next to your head? would I get some of it, too, from your brain?
I'm assuming like, what's the if range? You took a piece of your brain and put it next to a piece of my brain, that the electrical field produced by...Both brains would influence each other.
Right.
Yeah.
But if there's a skull or two skulls in between, the range is too big?
I don't know.
I'm just thinking effective from range. This like fantasy, yeah. Like, you know, like...
We don't know. We really don't know. But I think scientists would assume no.That the electrical field of your brain is not getting very far beyond your skull.
Damn it. Okay.
But we don't know. Like how much...
Because that would be so romantic, right? Like collective consciousness type, you know, like...
Maybe. But it doesn't... I don't know.
Like each of us is emitting Wi-Fi...type stuff from our brain.
Well, there are so many much stronger electrical fields around us, you know,
right.
than the ones that our brains produce. And they confirmed that exterior, outside electrical fields can impede or influence the electrical field response that your brain has.So if you have a strong electrical field affecting your brain, then that may affect your slow wave frequency. And if it does affect it, it seems like this kind of brain activity is associated with sleep, and deep sleep. So we have, you know, there's like beta, alpha, theta...brain waves, right? And beta would be like the most alert. Alpha is a little bit less alert. And then theta is like you're kind of drowsy. And then sleep is delta waves. And so they're measuring, this is all in the delta wave area. And because the frequency is lower, the waves are longer and they...have a little bit more range than a shorter wave would. The shorter a wave is, the more it runs into stuff. The longer a wave is, the less it runs into stuff. So,
interesting.
So maybe, who knows, there's some dream world global network of electrically activated brains humming dream material back and forth. I don't know. The earth has weird resonances and weird electromagnetic fields. That
we talked about how birds can see it, right? Or might be able to see it.
Yeah. Yeah. They have some...
I wonder what that's like.
They have like magnetic cells in their
right.
retinas or something.
Right.
I forget the exact
that
details, but that's...
a while ago, but...
pretty bizarre. And
pretty bizarre.
You know, information is just pouring out of everything. And being sucked in all the time. And so I guess one insight this lends us is if we were going to produce a model of a brain or a mind, you would want to include this effect. And that's not how we've been building, you know, neural networks and stuff. Mm-hmm. We don't have... I mean, you could easily just program it into a computer. You wouldn't have to do anything special. But this idea that electrical waves can propagate through the brain, and I don't know, maybe it's kind of synchronizing the whole brain. Maybe it's doing something. We can barely speculate on what it's actually doing. But it is an effect that I think neuroscientists might consider including in brain models and how the brain works.
Okay. 最初の方に言ったけど、bilingualnews.jp で新商品のマグカップが追加されていますので、皆さんよろしくお願いします。文字起こしのテキストは iPhone、iPad、Mac、Android の bilingualnews 公式アプリからゲットできますので、試してみてください。月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題キャンペーンまだやっておりますので、ぜひ試してみてください。 Facebook、Twitter、Instagram やっているのでフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
あったかくなってきたね。
うん、It's pretty hot。
いや、
昨日から
ね、
急に
Finally って感じでもないけどね、今年なんかそんなに。
Is it supposed to be warm already?
No, usually no, right?
Usually it gets warm like midMarch.
Or
April.
Right? Yeah. Hanami no toki daitai samui mon ne, kekkou igai to.
We didn't get much snow this year.
No.
Did it ever?
Ma, konkai kekkou warm winter tte kanji datta ne. At least in Tokyo. I don't know about other places, but. All right. Owari.
Ijou desu.
Bye.
Bye.